This is a twaddle measure, a scientific instrument used in the mills in the wool scouring process. Wool, which has been shorn, is known as greasy wool, because not only does it contain grease, the basis of which is lanolin, it also contains other contaminants including dirt, dust and sand, affected by the sheep's grazing environment and terrain. These contaminants need to be removed using an alkali soda ash solution in a process known as scouring. The density of the soda solution used in the wool scouring was very important and was measured using a scientific instrument, a type of hydrometer called a twaddle measure. It was named after respected Glaswegian glassblower and renowned hydrometer maker William Twaddle, who first developed hydrometers using the twaddle scale or degrees twaddle at the start of the 19th century. The twaddle measure in our collection is contained in its original cardboard box. The box is 24 centimetres wide and 2.5 centimetres in depth and height. It has a flip-top box covered in a textured paper, slightly rough to the touch, and now faded by exposure to light on four of its sides to a soft rose pink. However, the back and underneath of the box reveal its original colour to have been a rich crimson red with a faux snakeskin leather texture and pattern. The corners and edges of the box bear signs of wear and tear and are water-stained in places. The lid of the box flips up to reveal the twaddle measure within, which lies encased in a bed of yellowing tissue paper, protecting it from outside knocks. The twaddle measure itself comprises a glass cylindrical stem 14 centimetres long and 5 millimetres in diameter, adjoined to a wider weighted bulb 8 centimetres long and 2 centimetres diameter. This bulb at the base of the hydrometer contains tiny grey spherical lead shot weights sealed in cream-coloured wax, which partly fills the bulb. The thin, delicate upper stem of the hydrometer contains a paper scale within it, which states in black print that it is a twaddle number 1, British made. It also states temperature 60 degrees Fahrenheit, indicating it is calibrated at this temperature. Also on the paper insert are equally spaced black printed increments on a scale running vertically down the cylinder from 0 to 24. These are degrees twaddle. The twaddle measure or hydrometer floats vertically when placed in a solution, weighted by the lead weights in the basal bulb. Depending on the density of the solution, it will float at a different level, and the degrees twaddle can be read off by using the vertical scale where it breaches the surface of the liquid. Although there are no maker's mark on our example, one which appears identical forms part of the Science Museum collection and is listed as J.W. Towers of Widnes, dating from the 1920s. Given the fragile nature of the twaddle measure, it is amazing that it has survived to form part of our collection.